A lot of people, an awful lot of people, watched CBS's primetime coverage of the Olympics last night when the network showed Tonya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan finally taking to the ice and performing. TV critic David Bean Cooley saw it too, but he also watched much earlier and much later to see how that famous duel was covered. David starts with Harry Smith on today's CBS This Morning.
For those few people who may not have seen Nancy Kerrigan's performance last night, we will replay it in its entirety a little bit later.
But don't worry, I won't. We won't know until tomorrow, when the national Nielsen ratings come out, exactly how many skillions of people watched CBS last night. But I can't imagine that many people missed it. And I can imagine that tomorrow's skating finals, with Kerrigan in position for a medal and Harding in position for disappointment, are going to land one of the biggest TV audiences in years. Meanwhile, I was fascinated by how this story was covered in its final days, by CBS and by everybody else. Because of the time difference between here and Norway, CBS has hours and hours to juggle and assemble the taped elements of its coverage. Both Harding and Kerrigan competed in Norway about 7 hours before they were shown on CBS in primetime. During its 3-hour coverage, CBS decided to show the performances of 10 female figure skaters, out of a field of 27. Kerrigan had skated 26th, so there must have been a lot of drama as people in the arena watched one last competitor take to the ice and try to take Kerrigan's lead away. But I'm only guessing about that, because CBS skipped number 27 entirely, and, in one of its typical time-shuffling maneuvers, made it look and sound as though Kerrigan had skated, gotten her scores, and locked up first place for the day. Vern Lundquist makes the call.
Second set of marks. Nancy Kerrigan is atop the leaderboard with 7 of 9 ordinals. She has won the technical program.
I don't blame CBS for holding Kerrigan until the last half hour of primetime, and I was both surprised and glad that they showed Harding so early. After she skated, for almost 2 hours of Olympics coverage, her name was never mentioned, which was a real relief. But early yesterday afternoon, when Harding was skating live, the TV networks had to put her and the story in a larger context. Even though CBS had exclusive first rights to the video, the other networks had access to the results and had the option to relay the scores and standings. CBS, protecting its video exclusive, didn't do a news break. Neither did ABC. But NBC did, with Tom Brokaw coming on to announce that Harding had committed a costly error. On cable, TNT was the network with official daytime Olympics coverage. It revealed Harding's scores as they were released, and so did ESPN and CNN. On CNN, it just so happened that a couple of comedians, being interviewed on the talk show Sonya, were able to watch the live in-house TNT feed as Tonya Harding skated. We couldn't see the judges' scores, but the comics could, and Kevin Meaney took the opportunity to poke fun at Harding's devilish image. He said, with a straight face, "She got a 666. One final note. On the evening network newscasts yesterday, CBS and NBC led with the skating story, but ABC didn't. World News Tonight went with the spy scandal instead, filing 2 long stories on it that took the newscast up to the first commercial break. When he returned, Peter Jennings finally turned his attention to the Olympics and to women's skating. But even then, he was delivering a very deliberate message about context and news values. He started not with Tonya and Nancy, but with Bonnie Blair, who had just won her 5th gold medal. Kerrigan skated herself into medal contention yesterday, and Harding probably stumbled herself out of it. But with its evening newscast, it was ABC that glided away with the gold.
David Bean Cooley is TV critic for the New York Daily News.